Hi, this is a dictation for Chiquanta Robertson, C-H-I-Q-U-A-N-T-A. Last name is Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, Robertson. Chiquanta Robertson is a victim of an automobile accident. Date of service is 9-7-2022. Date of accident, 9-3-2022. Date of birth, 7-17-1977. She's having severe pain in the neck, lower back, right shoulder, right elbow, right hand, with numbness and tingling of the entire right hand. These are as a result of an automobile accident, according to her. History of the automobile accident is as follows. On 9-3-2022, Miss Chiquanta Robertson was traveling as a driver of a 2015 Passat Volkswagen car at around 25 miles an hour. And she collided into another car that is was parked. The accident occurred as follows. The accident happened in Detroit, Michigan, on the East Detroit. She was traveling on a street called Terrell, T like Tom, E-R-R-E-L-L, and was going towards 8 Mile Road near Van Dyke area. She was traveling on Terrell, and a dog jumped in front of her in the middle of the street, and she swerved to avoid the accident. In the process, she hit a parked car, and it rear-ended the other car. The accident impact was severe, and nobody else was injured. She was wearing a seatbelt. The airbags did not deploy. And the police did not arrive at the scene. It was not a hit-and-run accident. She did not pass out, and the patient did not go to the hospital via ambulance. The damage was to the car. Car was damaged. No damage inside the car. The steering wheel, the headrest, seat belts, and windshield were all okay. The impact hit, due to this, the impact of the accident, patient hit her right shoulder and right upper extremity to the medial console on the middle of the car, but there was no direct impact to the steering wheel and or to the headrest. There was no trauma to the chest, pelvic, and abdomen. The patient reports that the history of presenting illness, history of headaches started mostly in the back of the head, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, moderately severe, off and on, but no sensitivity to the light or noise, and they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. Symptom of TBI, none of the symptoms of TBI have been reported by the patient as a result of this accident. She denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no confusion, disorientation, no vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. No lack of concentration and no incontinence by urine, bowel are reported. The patient has reported severe pain in the neck and right shoulder, right elbow, and right hand with the involvement of all the fingers and the entire arm. She had a fracture of the right humerus. The patient had visited an extension hospital, Macomb Oakland Hospital, Warren campus on 9-4-2022, one day next, and it was 11:25 time. She reported that she was involved in motor vehicular accident that was traveling at 5 miles an hour and was fully restrained, and she swore S-W-E-R-E-D to miss a dog that was striking, and she hit into another vehicle. Most of the pain was in the right shoulder. Yeah. At the time, she had no headaches and some left paraspinal pain, lower back pain, neck pain was reported. No chest pain, often difficulty breathing, no abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, dysuria, no pelvic trauma, no hip pain, knee pain or ankle pain was reported. Patient has undergone x-rays of right humerus, lumbar spine, right shoulder, right forearm, PA of the chest with the left rib and right elbow. They were obtained. And patient has a comminuted fracture of the proximal radius, primarily involving the radial neck without any issue of the proximal articular surface. Some joint effusion was found. Lumbar spine images show degenerative change. CT scan of the C-spine showed and no fracture of the spine. The right upper extremity was placed in a long arm posterior mold splint, which was well padded, and a sling was given for right upper extremity. Patient was sent home with the rest, pain medications, and to wear the sling all day long. She was referred to an orthopedic surgery for a possible surgery. A final diagnosis from the hospital was an unspecified fracture of the upper end of right radius. And CT scan of the cervical spine was completely negative. Some pain in the lower back was reported to the tune of 8 without radiation to the buttocks or lower legs, and the neck pain was reported to be 8 also. The patient reports that these pains are continuous and are felt like throbbing, shooting, sharp, cramping, sickening, aching, tender, tiring and exhausting. The patient reports that the pain is usually between 8 and 9 and ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by nothing. There is a numbness and tingling and pain in the right hand with the involvement of all the five fingers. Only X-ray CT scan have been done, no MRI has been reported. Patient has a numbness, tingling, pins and needle and weakness of the right arm due to the fracture of the radius of the head, without involvement of the joint, although there is a effusion of the joint is available. No MRIs have been done for the elbow. And patient has a weakness of the right arm, but no bladder bowel incontinence. The patient has no saddle anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic, no weakness, no trouble walking, no incontinence of the urine bowel. And she can stand pretty reasonably well. Only sleep disturbance is recorded for 4 hours. ADLs are affected in every area up to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates are all affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The history of the past treatment, patient was seen at St. John Hospital and where she went via her family in the Macomb area. She was there for 4 hours and arm, neck and entire spine and pelvic area access showed a fracture of the right elbow area in the right radius. And there was also a pre-existing of the right elbow from slip and fall case that has all closed and healed up. She has done physical therapy, massage and medications only. Past medical history and the review of the system review reveals in respiratory disease positive for asthma. And in psychiatric positive for anxiety. Past surgical history is negative. Past allergy is none. Family history is positive for mother and father is alive with no medical problems. And relationship status patients lives in a domestic partnership with no kids and live alone. Current employment status patient is fully employed and is able to work. Disability none, legal history none, personal history patient drinks alcohol occasionally, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. No suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts are reported. And no depression. But patient does have a poor mood, 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, sleep problem, 4 hours only, and anxiety. The physical examination is going to be reported separately. Thank you.